Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Move over, Queen Elizabeth. Prince William, stop picking on Meghan Markle, why don't you? Move aside for the real king of Steelers media. The great Ed Bouchette back with us on 93.7 The Fan. Ed, did you watch Oprah with Prince Harry?
I saw some of it, yes.
And? You have a take?
I thought it was interesting, and I don't know why I watched it. I think we watched it on delay, you know, so we could scroll through the commercials. But that was interesting. Yeah, I'm not a big, you know, British royalty follower, but I thought that was an interesting interview.
When the Steelers went over there and played, did you go to Buckingham Palace and have some fish and chips?
Well, we didn't have fish and chips at Buckingham Palace, but we did those separately, yes.
Okay.
Every time they show Buckingham Palace, I could see a picture of me and Dulac there together in front of that gate that we took.
Why'd you leave Cook back at the hotel?
I don't think Ron was on that trip.
Oh. You think Big Ben went and saw Big Ben?
Oh, he went in advance to promote the game and in that summer, I believe.
Okay.
And I think that was a story then, yes.
Gotcha. Who does Juju Smith-Schuster suit up for in 2021, Ed?
Oh, I haven't given that much thought, really, Pony. I know who it won't be. That's all I, you know, really care about. It won't be with the Steelers. you know, the money's gonna talk, and I would think he'd want to go somewhere where he can balance the money with the chance to win and a good quarterback. That would be, you know, what I'd want to do if I were he.
You'd want to take less to play with a better organization? Is that what you're saying?
Not a lot less. You know, like I said, money's important. These guys, this may be his, who knows, it may be his next and only contract. You never know in this game. So he's going to want to maximize that. And, you know, and he likes to, as you know, likes the publicity. So he might want to go to a place that affords him that, you know.
Yeah.
Rather than, let's say, a Green Bay or somewhere like that, I would go, you know, I would go to a place like I just said, chance to win, good quarterback, and the money.
I feel like the Steelers and Packers get a lot of publicity, though, even though they're in quote-unquote small markets. You know, I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I turn on the TV and people seem to talk about the Steelers more than the Jets or Chargers.
Yeah, I don't know if the Packers, I don't know, I guess you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about marketing ability and that kind of thing, you know, for a player, not necessarily.
You know what's so funny about Juju, Ed, is that I feel like the fans are pretty split on him. I feel like he's given the organization some things to dislike about him late in the year with the dancing on the logo and the comments he made before the Browns game, which you could consider bulletin board material and trash talk. But then the quarterback seems to want to keep going to bat for him, which I just don't get. He didn't like Antonio Brown, the diva. I'm not even sure he liked Hines Ward that much. Why does he seem to take such a liking to Juju? Can you figure that one out?
I haven't given that much thought. I think Ben likes the receivers, and I think he liked Antonio Brown on the field when he was making great catches for him. There were times he probably was frustrated when he ran a wrong route.
Yeah.
But I think he likes receivers who perform for him. And, hey, look, I think those guys like Juju, all of them in there. I don't see where his teammates dislike him. I just think he's kind of a fun-loving guy who maybe took it a little too far on occasion.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it shakes up or shakes out or whatever shake you want to do with the corners, Ed? Who stays, who goes?
Well, it looks to me like the starters will stay and the two backups will go. I was looking at some of the lists, top 10 this, top 10 that, and Sutton or Hilton seems to be on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some on top five available corners.
Yeah.
And the Steelers aren't going to pay that for him. And I'm kind of surprised other teams will, because he's a niche guy and you have to use him the way the Steelers did. You're not going to have him dropping into coverage a whole lot, I don't think.
Well, people seem to want to rip him for his coverage skills. I had Kabali on and he said, Mark goes, I could cover better than Hilton. And I said, Mark, I haven't seen you in more than a year, but that would surprise me. I don't know if he bought a Peloton or something, but I was surprised to hear him speak so inflammatorily about Hilton's coverage skills. They're not great, but I don't know if he's Artie Burns level liability, you know?
Yeah, well, he's playing a different type of guy, and he's in the slot and has to cover inside a lot, and just wasn't that good at it, but he was good at a lot of other things.
Sure.
Sutton is more, I think, versatile. He could start for someone on the outside.
Move in.
But, there's no real resume for him.
No.
Not a lot. Not a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And on these lists, I didn't see him anywhere.
Yeah.
So I would give it a chance he could come back. Maybe not below 50-50 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I still would give it a chance. But there are two teams out there. Belichick was good with this, spot a young guy. He turned Mike Vrabel. The Steelers didn't know what to do with him, and he turned Mike Vrabel into almost a star.
Yeah.
Steelers didn't know where to put him.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick put him everywhere.
And now he's a coach, and now he's a guy that said he'd cut off his own penis to win a Super Bowl, which is weird because he's already won a few of those things in New England, which I thought was a outlandish comment. We're talking to Ed Bouchette here on The Fan. Ed, how about we had John Clayton on. He said, I think Filer's back in Pittsburgh. You think that's really going to happen?
Well, if he comes back, it's as a backup.
Really? Okay.
Well, where is he going to start?
Tackle?
No. Zach Banner's going to start at right tackle. Filer would be a swing guard tackle, I would think. Mm-hmm. He's not going to start at left tackle.
Well, who is?
Chooks right now, unless they, draft a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Chooks Okorafor. He's a more athletic. Hey, look, you can turn your nose up all you want. I'm just telling you who right now.
You know what I would call that, Ed? Sometimes this happens in our business. That's called failing upwards. You get beat out for the right tackle job 2 years in a row, and then you luck out and you're the starting left tackle. That's not bad work.
He's a different kind of. He's more suited to left tackle. He's more athletic. He's not a bulldozer like Banner is, and that's what you want at right tackle.
Yeah,
he's more of a finesse, quick guy.
Okay.
I'm not hailing him, but
sure.
I'm not going to put him down yet either because
okay.
I want to see him out there.
You think Vince Williams gets cut?
No, I think if that were going to happen, that would have already happened. I don't think they're going to cut anybody else. I really don't. I think maybe they're trying to still convince some guys to take some pay cuts. And I guess that could still happen. Maybe they're trying to get him to take a pay cut. If he doesn't, they're going to say, hey, look, you're not a $4 million linebacker. You just aren't. In fact, you may not start this year. So that's.
Well, who do you think would start over him?
What's the kid's name who started last year, came from nowhere?
Spillane?
Mickey Spillane, as Butler calls him, the old crime writer. Robert Spillane. you know, he could plug in there, but you know, I don't know.
Do you think the Steelers
is probably gone?
Yeah, I think so too. Do you think the Steelers are looking at Dupree as a big loss?
They should be, and I do think yes, because Highsmith, while he played, we can all say, well, he looked good out there, mm-hmm. but you know, 16 games is the tail of the tape, and yep. maybe even 17 this year. And some people think he needs to get stronger and a little tougher. And when I say tougher, I mean just stronger, really. You know, he's more finesse right now. He needs to add a little strength and maybe some weight. And who knows if he does that, it could cut down on his quickness. But, you know, they drafted him in the third round, and, you know, you have to have succession in this day and age of the salary cap, and he's the next one up. But, yeah, Dupree's a lot.
Do you think they'll pick up the fifth-year option on Terrell Edmunds? That dollar figure just came out this week, Ed.
No. I don't see that. No, you got Fitzpatrick paying big money too. You got your corners you're paying good money too. You got, you know, TJ Watt, your defensive lineman. I mean, you can't give it to everybody. And I don't see it. Not for a strong safety. He played better last year, but he hasn't played well enough for me to pay him that kind of money.
Well, then that would go down as a draft miss, right?
Not necessarily a miss. I mean, teams all the time lose their first-round picks in their fifth year, you know, when they become free agents. I wouldn't say it was a miss.
But what has he really given the Steelers in his first 4 years? I would say inconsistent play would be the label that I'm not putting him in. I'm not saying that he's, in the Senquez Golson category as far as draft misses go, but was he a good player or a bad player for the Steelers? I can't say good, Ed. I mean, he started, but I've never looked at him as a good player.
Well, I'm not going to say bad either. He started 40-some games. You know, I think that's the number. He started right from the get-go, right? And, who knows? I mean, Sean Davis started a lot of games, too, and then, boom, he's a free agent, cut by Washington, comes here, doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
May never be heard from again. Who knows? But he played better last year, I thought. And, we were saying the same thing after 3 years about Bud Dupree. Now we're wondering how big a deal it is that he's not going to be here.
Okay. Do you anticipate that we're just going to get a free agency filled of Jesse James and B.J. Finney coming back to Pittsburgh?
Jesse James hasn't been cut yet, has he?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't think I missed that. Jesse James would be a nice pickup if the Lions do get rid of him, I think,
okay.
for what he does. I mean, he can block and catch, and that's what they want. And then all of a sudden, your tight end situation looks a whole lot better than it does right now. B.J. Finney, you bring him in, he's your backup guard center unless he somehow, by default, can become the starting center.
Well, he'd only have to beat out Hassenhauer right now, who isn't exactly DeMonte Dawson. Ed, I mean, there seems to be a big hole there.
He's not DeMonte Dawson, but I'm not ready to cast him aside, Hassenhauer. I'm just not. I want to see more of him. I've been told some people like him.
Should I respect the people who like him, or are they just kind of Chris Muller types? I mean, who are we talking about here when you say?
No, I don't talk about media liking him. I'm talking about people who, you know, work for the Steelers.
And, okay.
You know, maybe some other people who scouts. You know, their paychecks say NFL on it or Pittsburgh Steelers on it.
I asked Craig this earlier in the show. You think that Tomlin and Colbert got in a nice private plane to go down to Clemson for their pro day, or do you think those two guys drove the 9 hours and split back and forth who was driving, Tomlin and Colbert? Ed, what do you think?
Oh, they don't drive. The Steelers have a lease on a jet, and that's what they've taken in the past. That's what I assume they took this time.
Okay. I really
don't. He ain't driving to South Carolina, those two.
Yeah, but they could bond, you know. Maybe they could make up for some lost. They probably haven't seen each other much.
The only way that would happen, and it wouldn't happen. It happens with scouts. You know, they drive from one place, and they get in the car, and they drive to the next place, and they map it all out. But, hey, they're not driving to Clemson and then driving back. That's not happening.
You like talking to the scouts, Ed? You like those guys? You like those old football guys? You like those types? They give you good information still after all these years?
No. It's dried up. It really has. I got a few, but back in the old days, you could call any scout or talk to them on the sideline. Now they don't want you near them on the sideline. Yeah, I did. You know, the first time I met Tom Donahoe was like 1986, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was up in the dorm, and he was up in the dorm, and he was looking in the lounge area where we stayed at St. Vincent, and he was looking out the window, and I just came up and started talking to him. He started throwing opinions out left and right on guys.
Ooh.
No, and I wasn't, you know, it was background stuff. But, oh, my God. And he was like that the rest of the way. Now, you can't get an opinion out of Kevin Colbert if you had pictures on him.
Oh. All right. Ed, you think about following Craig and investing in some of these NBA Top Shot moments that are going crazy? You think about jumping on that bandwagon at all as an investor? I know you probably got a nice retirement all set up.
When my son was young, I was buying him baseball cards by the carton. You know, that was the thing to do then. And
mm-hmm.
It was like 87, 88, 89 era.
Yeah.
Baseball and football cards. And then I had a fire, and they all went up in smoke. So that was the end of baseball, football, any of those collectibles.
Were you in the house when it went up in flames?
Fortunately not. No. But nobody was hurt.
Good.
A couple cats died.
Oh.
That was it. Burned to the ground. Two-story house, boom. Chimney was standing. The classic.
Now, are you still a cat guy, or have you transitioned into Poppy and the dogs, or do you like both?
They weren't my cats.
Oh. Well, we'll leave it at that.
I had no say in the cats.
All right. I know how that goes, Ed. You're not teaching me something new there. All right. Great talk. Did you miss Mueller's questions?
If Chris is listening, yeah, sure I did.
There you go. All right, Ed. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Pony. See you later.
There you go. Ed Bouchette.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.